Montana State University Billings welcomes you to this internet broadcast of Yellow Jacket Sports.
And welcome to the Yellow Jacket Coaches Show. Ken Adelblue talking with the head coach for the Montana State Billings women's soccer team, Don Trenum. And boy, coming off a great week on the road as the Jackets swept Western Oregon, beating them 2-1 in two overtimes, and then St. Martin's 3-2. So tough to win on the road. I don't care who you're playing in the GNAC. Boy, I'll tell you, it just seems like teams are constantly beating up each other. Anytime you can go on the road and pick up a couple of wins, that's just absolutely huge, Don.
Yeah, I think it's been great, you know, and I've kind of avoided it in terms of seeing that we were on the road for 3 weeks in a row, but it was very mentally and physically demanding. So for us to come out with four wins, a loss, and a tie on that six-game road trip, and then for us to win the last two games of that six-game road trip, I think that says a lot about the players and the team that we have. So we're really excited. We did the hard work. I think you know, winning three out of four on the road in conference, but you know, we've set ourselves up nice. But I think now it's just, you know, we still got to take care of business at home, and all those teams we beat on the road are certainly going to come here and try and beat us at our place.
Yeah, taking a look at it right now, 6-3-1 overall, 3-1 in the GNAC. Again, the majority of those games have been on the road. But, you know, it happens from time to time. There are teams that play very, very well on the road, and that doesn't necessarily guarantee that you're going to have success at home, and I suppose that's something that you probably remind the girls of from time to time.
Yeah, we definitely will, because – end of the day, you know, you're only as good as your last game, and our next game will be against Central Washington, and it'll be at home. But, you know, those road wins can certainly, you know, be a thing of the past if you don't take care of business at home. So we're going to be focused on playing well at home, doing the things that we've been doing well on the road, but, you know, obviously now at home, and hopefully it's a comfort for us, but we'll see on Saturday.
And certainly the individual accolades keep on coming from Montana State Billings. You got another GNAC Player of the Week and Carrie Foreman, a co-player of the week. Carrie, of course, has been an integral part of this program for a while now. But, you know, it seems like now that she's into her, you know, junior season, it just seems like Carrie just is really sort of stepping to the forefront.
Well, I think she always has. There's a reason, you know, I chose her as a captain for this program. She is a leader. She does a lot of things that you don't necessarily notice because she's not always in the stat sheet. This past week, she happened to get in there with two game-winning goals. But she's just, you know, had a tremendous first half of the season for us. And she's a great leader. She's a very solid player, and just real happy with how things are going for her.
You guys are scoring a lot of goals. I mean, you know, when you, from a soccer standpoint, a large amount of goals, which I know at times was an issue for you last season. And the thing that impresses me so much, despite the impressive numbers that you're getting from the freshmen like Jocelyn Richter, Jennifer Larson, you're really kind of spreading it out. I mean, this is a team that seems to be pretty hard to key on just one or two players.
Yeah, I think so. I think, you know, obviously teams are we're already seeing it a little bit, keying in a little bit on Jocelyn Richter. She's having a very strong season up there. But you're right. I think if you try and shut one down, there's, in my opinion, there's three or four others that can put the ball in the back of the net or create chances. So real happy with our offense. I think they're scoring a lot of goals. We talked about that last spring. That was somewhere where we wanted to get better at, and I think we have. But we're, you know, we've done it the first half of the season, and I'm really excited to see us even improve even more in the second half of the season on offense.
Talking with Don Trenum, head coach for the Montana State Billings women's soccer team. We'll be back with more from Don on the second part of the Coach's Show.
Are you ready to get amped? AMP helps athletes get in the game and stay there. Our performance programs build strength, speed, and endurance. And if injuries do occur, our sports docs, the best in the region, are there to help athletes heal, regain their strength, and get back on the field. AMP, athletic, medicine, and performance. Check us out at ampmontana.com. AMP is a proud supporter of the Yellow Jackets.
Welcome back to the Coach's Show, talking with Don Trenum, the head coach for the Montana State Billings women's soccer team, coming off a couple of very impressive wins, a 2-1 double overtime win over Western Oregon, and a 3-2 win over St. Martin's. You know, one thing about your girls, they're never boring. I mean, from the standpoint, you're probably aging quick this year. They have won, and they've won, you know, obviously a very impressive record at 6-3-1, but you look at that GNAC record at 3-1, but you take a look at the games that they've played this season. You know, this could be a vastly different record, but this team is finding ways to win those close games.
Yeah, and they are. And I would say the last 2 years could be vastly different record in a more positive direction for us as well. We've had a little bad luck. And I think we've had some good luck this year. But I think as a team, you make good luck. And this team is about they work hard, they scrap. They find ways to come back with a little adversity or find ways to put themselves in a good position. You know, we won against St. Martin's the other day 3-2, but we also built a 3-goal lead. So that's a positive thing. And, you know, when you put a team under pressure to have to score 3 goals just to come back and tie you, that's a lot to do. So, yeah, they're close games, but bottom line, it's about one thing, and we talk about it all the time, and it's the most important thing for us when it comes to playing soccer, and that's getting a W. So we have 6 of those right now, so we're happy with that.
Well, let me play the devil's advocate just for a moment here. You mentioned the fact that, you know, obviously a very positive standpoint to build a 3-goal lead. I suppose on the flip side of that, you gave up a couple of goals late. Now you ended up winning, and that's the bottom line. But from a coach's standpoint, is that something after a game where you talk to the girls about, or are you just sort of pleased to get the win, or is that something that, you know, maybe needs to be addressed by this club?
Well, the thing I told them after the game is that I want to be coaching longer than 50 when I'm 50, and if they continue this, then I'm probably going to have a heart attack before then. So it's a lot of stress. But in all seriousness, you know, it's something we do need to get better. You know, I'd like to think that if we're up 3-0, 2-0, we need to manage that lead better, and we're not doing that right now. And I think there's a couple little breakdowns defensively that are giving teams hope, and you need to play defense for an entire 90 minutes. And I think that's an area where I really feel, again, our offense is doing great. We still need to improve there. But our defense, while they've played well at times this year, it hasn't been consistent enough, and that needs to be improved here in the second half of the season.
The big issue, though, I think, when you took a look at last season is you fell behind a lot early, and I know that was a real frustrating thing for me. This team, and obviously there have been games this year where you've come from behind, but for the most part, this team has started out pretty well. And I know from a coach's standpoint, that's something you really wanted to see heading into this season.
Yeah, I definitely wanted to see that. We had a lot of games where we got scored on early last year. You know, the other day against St. Martin's, we score a goal in the first 7 minutes of the game. That certainly puts the pressure on them and allows us to play more at ease than when you're chasing a game. I think the hardest thing in soccer to do, because goals are hard to come by sometimes, is when you're chasing a game and when a team's able to just defend against you. So getting those early goals is good. But we've also proven this year, if we do fall behind, you know, against Western Oregon the other day, we fell behind 1-0. Minute and a half later, we tie it up 1-1 and find a way to win in overtime. So I'm happy both ways. Bottom line is we're getting W's, and that's the most important thing. And the girls have worked hard for that, and they know they still have a lot of hard work ahead of them in the second half of the season.
Don, I've got to be honest with you. I've been guilty of this as well, but I was talking to a Jacket soccer fan the other day, and you know, they're real excited about the way things are going. But what they told me, and I thought it was interesting because I found myself doing it, they said, gosh, could you imagine how good this team is going to be? And I was like, yeah, well, you know what? They're pretty good right now. Yeah. Are you surprised at all at, and maybe it's an unfair question, but are you at least a little bit surprised at just how quickly this young team has gelled, particularly with the play of the underclassmen? I mean, I know you knew you had great upperclassmen. I knew you had a great recruiting class, but are you surprised at how quickly they've made adjustment to the college game?
Well, I think I've answered that a couple times, and I said I have been, but the more and more I watch them, they continue to do well. I said this year at the beginning of the year is going to be a 2-year process, and we're still working towards that. You got to remember, we've got also a lot of juniors on this team that have been starting since their freshman year too. So those are players that now have been in the GNAC for 3 years, are providing a lot of great leadership. You know, Chelsea Libby, our senior on this team, is a fifth-year senior, so she has a lot of experience. So as good as the freshmen are doing, I still give a lot of credit to these upperclassmen because they're the ones that have done it over the years, are providing that leadership, are providing the stories and the experience to our freshmen, and maybe making it easier for our freshmen. I think any team, the success of any team is going to be about your leadership. And I think our upperclassmen are doing a great job of being leaders for our freshmen, and maybe just making it easier for those freshmen just to go out and play and not have to worry about all the other stuff.
Yeah, I think particularly from the standpoint that the fact that you are winning so many close games, that to me is always a sign of veteran leadership. Because oftentimes, you know, when you're a younger player and the games get close, all of a sudden it starts getting in your head. You're kind of afraid to make mistakes and what have you. And as long as you've got those upperclassmen providing that leadership, I think that probably does take a lot of pressure off them.
Yeah, I think so. And, you know, again, the freshmen, I think they're just going out there and playing soccer, and it's a lot less stressful than maybe it is being a junior that has a lot more responsibility, to be honest. You know, you look at a couple of our captains, Kerry Foreman and Sam Beam, I give them a lot of responsibility, and expectations are very high of them. Expectations are high of every player. But if you're a fifth-year senior like Chelsea Libby, I expect a lot out of you. I expect a lot out of you if you're in the third year in the GNAC. And the freshmen just, you know, we don't put as much pressure on them, and that's a good thing. That's the way it should be.
All right, good enough, Don Trent. And we're going to talk about coming up, finally, Montana State Billings at home for a couple of games. We've got them coming up this Saturday. It's the 8th Annual Football Frenzy Day. So they take on Central Washington. We'll be talking about that matchup coming up on the third part of the Coach's Show.
I quit to reduce my chances of breast cancer.
I quit because smoking's expensive. Now I can afford more toys.
I quit because I made up my mind this time. I called the free quit line, and they're helping me keep my word.
I quit for lots of reasons. We'd love to hear yours. Please call the free Montana quit line today at 1-800-QUIT-NOW. That's 1-800-QUIT-NOW.
Montana Department of Public Health and Human Services.
And welcome back to the Yellow Jacket Coaches Show, talking with Don Trenum, the head coach for the Montana State Billings women's soccer team. 6-3-1 overall, 3-1 in the GNAC, following a sweep on the road over Western Oregon and St. Martin's. But now they return home, coming up Saturday at 1 o'clock. They'll be taking on Central Washington, part of a doubleheader with the men's program. Central Washington, the team you've already seen, you defeated 3-1 up in Ellensburg. But again, it's a totally different day from the standpoint that you won 3-1, them coming in on your home field. What do you take out of that first match that you hopefully can use to some success this weekend?
Well, I think we take out of that Central Washington's a very good team, and a team that was 0-0 at halftime, up against us 1-0, and created some problems for us. They are a very good team. They're actually defensively, you know, do a very good job. And we've had trouble scoring on them in the past. We were able to put 3 goals on them a couple weeks ago. But I think we take in that we are going to have a very challenging game this Saturday against a team that is probably hungry to come back and make sure that they split with us this year. So, you know, for us, I think what we try and do is just do what we've been doing, and that's scoring goals, creating a lot of chances and opportunities, putting it in the back of the net, and you know, hopefully, you know, defensively playing a game similar to what we played against them last time and holding them to you know, 1 goal.
Yeah, I thought you had a great line earlier when you mentioned the fact that, you know, teams make their own luck, and I think you're absolutely right. There is a reason why certain teams always seem to be lucky, because they put themselves in the position to be successful in those key moments of a game that might seem at times from the outside looking in to be kind of those lucky little moments over the course of a season. But that's probably the difference between last year and this year, is you guys are really putting yourself in a position to be successful on the field.
Yeah, I think so. And what I think, you know, is, you know, I think winning is something, you know, that you got to make a habit. You know, you got to make it a habit in your program. And that's something we always work for in this program, is not just something, you know, that happens. We won this game, but it's a habit of winning. And I think you can get in a habit of not only winning, but you can get in a habit of losing and a little bit of self-defeat. And what's good about this team is I just think they believe in themselves. They know they're a good team. They believe they can beat anybody on any given day. And they want to make winning a habit. And that's something that's pretty special about this group.
You've already talked about it, alluded to it to some extent, but going into this game against Central Washington, what do you see as the real keys to coming out on top?
Well, I think, you know, Central Washington is a team that's they're very good in the midfield. They possess the ball really well. I think they're well coached. They've got athletes that compete. They've got some speed up top. So there's a lot of challenges in there. You know, I think it's just, again, trying to shut down their midfield, stopping them from being able to play. And then when they do, when they are able to beat us, you know, if just in that final third, our defense stepping up, making some big plays. And if they do get shots on goal, you know, Jordan's going to have to make some big saves.
And as long as I've got you here, I got to ask you about Simon Fraser, going to be joining the GNAC next year. Excited about welcoming somebody new to the conference?
Yeah, you know, I think we have one of the top conferences in the country, and Simon Fraser is one of the top NAIA teams in the country. They'll certainly add to the level of our conference. So I think anytime you bring in a good conference opponent, good competition, somebody that's going to make your conference better, and if your conference is better, your program's going to have to get better. So for me, we're really excited about it, and you know, we have a lot of respect for them, and I know the coach over there, and she's done a heck of a job with that program, and I know they'll be excited to be in our conference, and yeah, it'll be fun. I think it's a great thing for the GNAC.
1 o'clock coming up Saturday as Montana State Billings women's soccer takes on Central Washington at the College of Technology Field. Of course, it will be heard on the internet right here where you're listening to the Coach's Show, but we hope you get out to the COT to watch MSUB play. Congratulations on this very nice road stretch. Glad to have you back home, Don, and best of luck this weekend.
Okay, thanks, Ken.
It's been the Yellow Jacket Coach's Show. Thanks, everyone.
The Yellow Jackets and Montana State University thank you for logging on and listening to Yellow Jacket Sports.